Psalms chapter 64. When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Are you ever burdened with the load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings. Every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. There is no indication of the specific situation David was going through when he wrote this psalm, but it was a time of crisis. David resorts to his weapon of choice, prayer, and he uses it in many different circumstances, either after internal sin or when under external enemy wrath, due to foreign invasion or when his own son rebels, in the royal palace and in the wilderness. Let's notice the first three verbs in his sentence. Listen to me, save me, and hide me. Do you have a little child at home? He or she interrupts the conversation of the elders because he or she wants to be heard. Children demand attention. Sometimes the Christian also do. But the Christian, like David, doesn't want just to be heard. David asks to be saved, and not necessarily kept from the enemy, but he wants to be kept from the fear of the enemy. What I fear most is fear, which later became, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. Fear paralyzes, and David knew it very well. He finally asked that God hide him from the clenches of the enemy. The enemy may surround David, but God... I like that. But God would be his protective shield, and healed in him, David would be safe. Do you identify with David? Notice how the psalm ends. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord. Let them take refuge in him. Let everyone whose heart is in the right place give praise. Cheer up. You're one of them.